The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Pray, pray, pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shabarandish kobarandish kabaranda labasopangradish kabrandish atanga. Eradish kabro shanti labredush kadea. Predisha brenda shukradia grandish koba. Shaba baba baba baraka da baba baba raba da baba baba raka da baba baba shota. Egegege baba 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 shandis kobrandia. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We've come to Jesus tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shegede baragede fregede le baragadingra bashandia. Every gadega proga de la pragatian brondush. O friendi shatea pragatela kianda. Pray, come on. Let me hear the keyboard. Just pray. Pray, 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 pray.
Oh Jesus, you are the lily of the valley. Oh Jesus, you are the bright and morning star. Oh Jesus, you are the mighty man in battle. I call you Jesus, the master of the world. Sing, oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus, you're the lily of the valley.
Call him Jesus.
Oh Jesus, you're the light of all his earth. Oh Jesus,
you are the mighty man in battle.
I call you Jesus, the master of the world.
Say, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
you are the lily of the valley. Say, sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus,
you are the bright and morning star. Barada balaku baranda labaya.
You are the mighty man in battle.
Yeah.
I call you Jesus,
Mandalabaya,
the master of the world.
Come on, say, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus, you are the lily of the valley.
Sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus, you are the bright and morning star.
Jesus,
I call you Jesus, the master of the world.
Do it one more time. Say, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus, you're the healing of the valley.
Sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus, you're the bright and morning star.
Oh Jesus, say, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus, you're the healing of the valley.
Sweet Jesus.
say, oh Jesus.
Yes. Oh, by Jesus.
Jesus, Señor, Obara Jesus, Onyoma, Ihe Jiri Babdambo Bara. Obara Jesus, Onyoma,
Ihe Jiri Babdambo Bara. Obara Jesus, Onyoma, Ihe Jiri Babdambo Bara. Obara Jesus, Onyoma,
Ikwisu Na Bujae. Sing. Abuja, sing.
Abuja.
Ekwesu na Abuja, aya.
Ekwesu na Abuja.
Manefuko na Abuja,
manefuko na Abuja.
Mandala barando kuba shandala baya.
Apurime.
Come on.
Akaji du.
Wait one more time. Asimu ekwesu na Abuja, sing. Na Abuja,
manefu na Abuja.
Woo! Come on, George. Aya.
Odiye, opurine.
Yes.
Akaji mujisimike.
Ebu begi bata nebeke rokuchi. God, the
Chukwu onye dị ebube aka na-ebo agha. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Sing it you are the mighty God. Oh yes, oh great I am. Hallelujah. Come on. Sing it again. You are the
church, sing now, come on. I want to hear your voice rise in this place. For his mercy is bless the Lord. Church, bless the Lord. For his mercy is for and yours forever. We bless the Lord. Come on in this place. We bless the Lord. He is faithful. One more time. We say, bless the Lord. Someone has a breakout, a skin breakout on his legs. These are legs. Those things are drying up now. A skin infection on your legs. Oh, yes.
Bless the Lord.
Look at that in this place. He is faithful. Everybody now. We say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, His mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord.
We
bless the Lord.
Aye,
for He is faithful.
He's faithful.
He's faithful. And He's kind.
He is faithful.
He is faithful. And He's kind.
Someone is here with a skin infection, like I said. If you have any issue on your skin, as I'm speaking now, it's drying up now. Right now. You break out the top, especially on the legs. You saw that in the spirit, and it's drying up now. Any part of your body, whether it's an infection on your body, a skin, a breakout. I see that. And it's drying up this moment. This moment. This moment. So you could just check it out. Right? Every skin infection. And whatever that caused it is also being dried up now. It's also been dried up now. Tonight is the night you've been waiting for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And He is faithful.
And He is kind.
Say, God is faithful.
He is faithful. And He is kind.
God is faithful.
He
Make sure you're worshiping this evening. We say God is faithful.
He is faithful and He is kind.
Father is faithful.
He is faithful and He is kind.
We say God is faithful.
He is faithful.
Faithful and He is kind. Sing it again, say, God is faithful.
He is faithful.
He's faithful.
And He is
Sing
kind.
It again, say, God is faithful. He is faithful.
He is faithful.
He is faithful.
And He is faithful. Kind.
He is faithful and kind.
He is faithful. And He is kind.
Glorious God. Wonderful
miracle worker, King of
Kings,
omnipotent world, I worship You, Your Majesty is forever.
My omnipotent one, I worship You for Your majesty. My omnipotent one, I worship for Your majesty. My omnipotent one,
I love You.
ahambonyo lebube olu ahu siri ike osiere gi ke wetara m ya nobi him nalu adigi ma agbanwe moli otu ahu ndi mgbe ochie otu ahu kam ga digide maka abum Jehova. Did you hear that? Ahambonyo lebube olu ahu siri ike osiere gi ke wetara m ya maka na ọ bụ ihe na-alụ. Jehova si na ọ dịghị agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ dị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka ọ ga-adịgide maka na ọ bụ Jehova. Ọ dịghị agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ dị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka ọ ga-adịgide maka na ọ bụ Jehova. Aha ya bụ onye olu ebube olu ahụ siri ike o siere gị ike wetara m ya maka na ọ bụ ihe na-alụ adịghị m agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ ndị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka m ga-adịgide na-abụ m Jehova. Aha m bụ onye olu ebube olu ahụ siri ike o siere gị ike wetara m ya maka na ọ bụ ihe m na-alụ. Jehova si na ọ dịghị agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ dị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka ọ ga-adịgide maka na ọ bụ Jehova. Ọ dịghị m agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ dị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka m ga-adịgide abụ m Jehova. Ee mone mala na madalaba olu ahụ siri ike o siere gị ike wetara m ya ihe nemene m osune mandele baradaba ya olu ahụ siri ike o siere gị ike mandala korata ya asị ma ha mbụ onye ọlụ ebube ọlụ ahụ siri ike o siere gị ike wetara m ya maka na ọ bụ ihe m na-alụ adịghị m agbanwe mọlị o ya na mano n'eme oshi n'eme odalabayada edemede ko n'eme ndole bora dabayada baluka n'eme ndole abredi ya dogo di ya. You can minister by the anointing, but you can also let the glory of God take over the house. There are two different things. Adigi ma agbanwe mọlị otu ahụ ndị mgbe ochie otu ahụ ka m ga-adịgide maka na abụ m Jehova. Jehova ibu dị ike n'anya ibu dị mkpa n'ume ịdị ebube ewo ezigbo aha gị n'eke ewo osimiri ọ na-achụpụ ajọ m ọ na-eme ka mgbe ịdịda o Jehova ibu dị ike n'anya n'ibu dị mkpa n'ume ezi dị ebube ewo aha gị ọ na-eke ewo osimiri ọ na-achụpụ ajọ m eze na-eme ka mgbe ịdịda aha gị na-eke ewo osimiri over this place. The power of God is going to fall here at the count of 10. Thou power of God, number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number
one, number eight, number nine, number ten. Take it. Do this, please. I told you. It's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. From the choir side, to this side, to that side, to that side, to that area. From the pastors, to the ministers. Move! Through this place. 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 The anointing of the Holy Ghost. 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 Take. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Take. Take. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Take. 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 The anointing of the Holy Ghost. All over this place. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. 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 Yeah, yeah, Bekos. Take, brother. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. In this place, strong actions of the spirits. You can minister by the anointing. You can let the glory of God fall in the house. When that happens, the case is here. Woo! From the front to the back, there is a sort of the anointing of God in this place. There is a sort of the anointing of God in this place. There is a sort. There is a sort. Men of you will get up and your sickness will be gone. You will get up. You won't see anything in your body anymore. You will get up and something has changed. God does not touch us for nothing. When He touches us, He doesn't leave us the same. The hand of God is coming upon you tonight. Play that song for me. Oh, Oluwambe. Glory. Play that song. Elebele kone barada shida labas. Elebebebe shude lebele de kobarada batea. Woo! Yeah! I told you. I told you. Seven and the last three lines, the hand of God will come upon you. I saw that God will touch you. Number one, number two, number three, Neshine, Esume, Dikebe, Ebrike, Shomandia, Esuma, number four, Edikeshu, number five, Idered. Friday, Lamba Sis, Eshabera, Etilata, Meta Lamba, Lamba Seven, Iake, Barre, Tuse, Tika.
Pass. When God touches you, when God touches you, when God touches you, by himself. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes. Anybody here that has any issue with mental health, any mental related issue, you can come as others are just praying. Or you're standing for someone that has that kind of issue, there's an anointing for that. Yeah, just stand there. I'm going to come in. You're standing for someone, a mental related issue, even if the person is raving mad on the street, even if the anointing of God. You know, during 30 days of light, the Lord said to me, and I shared it with Mom. The Lord said to me, pay attention to what I'm doing around you. Because I began to see, he said, don't you notice that I'm strategically bringing a lot of people who have these struggles your way? And the Lord said to me, I'm doing that because I've put an anointing upon you for that particular issue. So tonight, you believe in God for someone or anything like that, I'm going to put my hands upon you. And the power of God will go as far as that place. After this call, after this prayer, whatever that comes to your spirit, do. Because this weekend will be the end of that case. And I say it simply, but I speak by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ayando shindo korandi sikadi akroda. 2000 and was it 22 or 21? We're having this same meeting, so we're at our old venue. A young lady had walked into this meeting on a night like this, Friday night, to Healing Line. I was believing God for her brother who was in chains at home. I don't remember this testimony. Bound. Earlier that afternoon, he had gone totally mental. They had just had another episode. And in that episode, he had burnt, in fact, he gathered all the curtains in their house and set it on fire. It was that terrible. And was in chains. And she did mention it to me. Because I didn't make this call that night. But I was just ministering by the power of God. And I put my hands, so I didn't even know she was believing it for someone. And the power of God went through her system. And then she ran outside and told them, untie him. That's why I said, after this, whatever the Lord puts your heart to. And they moved chains and what have you from that boy. And he became totally fine. And the family asked her, what happened? He said, I told you guys I was going for a program. She said, I knew. She said, before I came, I knew that in this meeting, my brother will be fine. Now, I made this because some of you didn't see this call coming, but some of you that actually saw it coming. Some of you knew that somewhere along the line, I'm going to minister in this direction. And I'm telling you, this is me confirming what has been in your spirit. And whatever case that has to do with a mental issue, whether on you or on someone you know, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Spirit of Jesus. There are families that have cried because of this matter, but that is about to end. Full sanity restored. And I stand as God's prophet tonight. And I speak to you, foul devil, that has terrorized these people's mind, whether people here or anyone represented here. Holy Ghost, thank you. You foul devil, get off those minds now. Get off those bodies now. In the name of Jesus, torment this ones no more. Torment this ones no more. You tormenting devil, I put an end to that torment. I put an end to that manipulation. You are out of those minds. You are out of those bodies. You are out of this earth. In the name of Jesus, your torment has now come to an end. Your manipulation has now come to an end. And I speak over everyone represented here, full sanity restored. Full sanity restored. Whatever that has to be fixed is fixed now. I declare wholeness. Wholeness. Sound mind. Sound mind. And some of them that are struggling with addictions, taking them back to those particular, for that addiction has become a channel through which the devil enters. From now, from this night, they detest those addictions. From now, you will put that smoke or that drug in your body will detest it. Your body will reject it. The appetite for it is thereby killed. The appetite for it is hereby destroyed and brought to an end in the name of Jesus. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. I will touch as I'm led by the Spirit. Sound mind. 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 Sound, sound mind. 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 In the name of Jesus. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. Woo! Sound mind. Never again. Never again. Full restoration. You foul devil. Torment this once no more. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healing has come. And I see cases of recurring issues. But the last one is now the last one. The last one is now the last one. Never again. I put an end to that cycle. I put an end to that cycle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the Lord hates such cases. Because even Him as God does not take over our mind to control us and manipulate us. Yes, that's the truth. Even when it has to be the working of the Spirit, He allows us. You know, right? He leads you. He will just allow you. He wants you to yield to Him. So anything that messes people's mind doesn't like it. And that has come to an end. Do whatever God tells you to do after this meeting, man. Call those people. From now, there are many people that will testify. The appetite for those drugs have died. Now, I know about counseling. I don't give me that teaching. But I'm telling you, from now, tonight, from tonight, by the mighty hand of God, that appetite has died. It's one of the major testimonies from this night. Sanity restored. Perfection. And people, and if I've just ministered to you or someone you know, and the person has lost years and months because of this particular issue, the Lord said I should speak about restoration. He will restore a mechanic, even those years that have been lost, He will restore those years back. In the name of Jesus. Let me share a story with you, then I minister to you. I mentioned in the day, and the Lord said I should talk about that tonight. A great man of God called R.W. Schambach used to be a personal assistant, sort of, to Evangelist A. Allen. And they were having a meeting. And the woman, of course, how they have their meetings those days, if you are sick, you might start doing that anyway. Because I've seen that pattern in many people that have shown me. You write cards, fill a form and all of that. Listen, what is wrong with you? We did that last year, actually. So you write the card and then you submit. And then the man of God, there is no guarantee that he will call out the card. So he will just call the cards as he's led. He doesn't look at the cards prior to those days, that day. He just calls as he's led. And this meeting has been going on for days. And this woman came from very far. And she came because she had a baby who at the time was 4. But that child was born with 26 major diseases. 26. 26. The tongue was sticking out. The eyes were not there. The male organ was not there. The legs, the knee, just had a knee squeezed like this. The knee was touching the elbow. It was like this. 26 major diseases. He himself said that's the biggest miracle he's ever seen in his life. And he said that night, or that day, before that day, the woman came to meet him. And told him, sir, they've not called my case yet. And I've been paying hotel bills for days because she came from far. So I'm talking to you, my money has finished. The only money I have left is $20 bill. Right? Just $20.
and that's our transport back. If I pass another night in the hotel tonight, we're not able to go back again. And R.W. Chambers told us, well, I'm not going to apologize for the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to say sorry because the Holy Ghost is the man of God to call you. But what I'm going to do for you tonight is that if for any reason he doesn't call your case, right, I will just mention it to him to see what happens. And they began to minister that night. And shortly, immediately, Allen came up the stage. He said, you know, that Lord is leading him to take an offering of faith. He said he has never said, he said himself, the apostle said, he was shocked. He has never heard the man use that term before. Offering of faith. Are you following me? Never. And he said, what I mean by offering of faith is, don't worry, we're not taking an offering. I'm just telling you a story. Amen. What I mean by offering of faith is an offering, something you cannot afford. So I wanted to give it. He said, as the crowd was still trying to process the story, the woman ran out and put something in an envelope, in the basket. He said he went to that basket and looked in and saw 20. So when he saw $20, he went and started crying. Because that was all she had. Transportation, everything. And they took the offering and meeting started happening. 20 minutes into his message, the man of God went, wow, I see a white building. And he described the hospital where that child was born. See, I see a child born with 10, no 12, no 14, no 26 major diseases. Describe the case and say, if you are that woman with that baby, come out. Tonight, God will give you 26 miracles. And the woman ran out. And he said, let's just close our eyes and pray. Well, the man said, he didn't close his eyes. He was like, I'm not going to close my eyes for this kind of thing. I just want to see what's going to happen. He said the first thing that happened was that tongue sticking out went back. The eye sockets popped up. Fresh blue eyes. The legs straightened. I said it was such 26 miracles. Once. He said when that happened, he said the whole crowd, everybody was crying. And for the first time, that child saw the mother. For the first time, that child called mama. For the first time. He said, when now that's not the story. Because when that eventually happened, it looked like God moved drastically in the meeting. So much so, about everyone that had a wheelchair stood up. Everyone that had a blind eye opened. People were throwing away their glasses. And he said that day, he said, everyone that was sick in that meeting that night was healed. He said it wasn't about faith. He said it was just a sovereign act of God. He said there was nothing better doing it. A child got 26 miracles. Doctors said he wouldn't survive. The doctors were even surprised that he was still alive till then. God repaired that child. No, scratch that. God recreated the child. You don't realize that Meko Shandaya. You don't realize that the same God that created the eyes did not lose his creation ability after he created you. He can create new eyes. The God that created your ear did not stop knowing how to create after he created you. He can create new ears. Are you following what I'm talking about? The God that made your kidney did not forget how to create after he created you. He can create new kidneys. He didn't lose his creative powers after he made you. He said, people normally ask him, why did that happen? He said, well, the only answer he has is one thing. He said he believes that the Lord that night took the lid off and allowed him to see his plan for the end time church. That were in the season, we are not one, not two, not three, but everyone will be healed. We are not 8/10 or 7/10 in a meeting, but everyone will go home with a miracle. And tonight is that kind of night. Where whatever you are believing God for is possible and is available. You know, at this point, it's no longer about me in this meeting. The glory of God has taken over this meeting, if you can sense it. It's no longer about me.
the Lord of hosts, the King of glory.
Yes, above Yahweh, above the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth.
You know, in the day I spoke about, I always like starting with this case, but that's not just about it tonight. It's because the Lord spoke to me about it earlier. So if you have a hearing condition, please come. If you have a hearing condition. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Have a hearing condition. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are some of you have ministered to your ear before. Have I ministered to you before? Anybody? To your ear? Ah. Have I? Okay, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the one who reigns forevermore.
Blessed be the name.
Father,
oh, what a love you have lavished on me, a model to be glorious, to share your image divine. What an honor to be ordained. About this, is anybody here? Did you come with anybody? Are they aware? I know. Are they aware of the ear? Okay. What's wrong with you? You have something in your ear, just scratching you. I think I know about you. One of your ears, you can't hear with it. You cannot hear from that. For like 2 months, worst case. Ah. Okay, feel there's a sensation there. What's wrong with you? You don't hear with it. You don't hear with it at all. What? Something comes out from your ear. When last did you say it? Come on. What's wrong? What's the issue? You feel a sensation in there. Okay. What's this? You don't hear with it. You don't hear properly with it. Okay. Do we want to believe God for this simple healing? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Salvation. I'm your motto to be called.
Thank you. This body, no. I command your ears open. People should come test this people. The coach can they go parada? You found devil take your ears. Open. You found devil out of this ear. Talk with this body no more. Open. Now, pain be gone. Be healed. Healed in the name of Jesus. Foul devil, take your hands off. Open! Shut one ear. Shut that ear that was bad. Shut it. Check it. Check it.
What I don't know, what I don't know. To be ordained and anointed. To be your man.
To be your man and your scepter.
Dancing the rhythm.
Dancing the rhythm of your heart.
What I don't know, what I don't know.
What I don't know.
Have a case of yes, Raj, for 5 to 7 years.
You are fine now. Why crying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you want to celebrate God this evening? We must never get used to these happenings. We must never. Yes.
Yes.
How long have that ear been bad? How long has it been bad? How long has the ear been bad? For how long? For how long? You don't know how long. But your parents are aware of this. What ear was that? Close this one very well. Give him the mic. God, and it's been bad for a long time. Are we getting used to these things, friends? Well, is your ear fine now?
Fine, sir.
You know, he wrote me on WhatsApp last month and said his ear had closed totally. One ear, Abby? Closed totally. So I didn't reply him. Now, don't get offended. He's the anointing working. What do you want?
a reply or the healing?
The healing, sir.
That's the important thing. Sometimes when I don't reply, I've not heard anything from God about it. I'll just leave it. So last 2 weeks I was ministering in church, and I ministered over ear conditions, and he wrote to me and said, the ear has relieved a little, but it still can't hear clearly. So can you hear clearly now?
Clearly, clearly, sir.
Clearly, clearly. Hallelujah. So do we test that? Sure, close the other one.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hey. Hallelujah. You too, you fine?
Yes, sir.
All those people that had scratches in their ear, do you still feel the pain in your ear? Be sure. Let me tell you, I'm very anointed. So try not to pity. If it's not fine, say it's not fine. I'll pray again. You don't need to say you are fine to make me feel good. I don't feel good by your answer. When I see, when I lay hands on you, I know you are healed. Not by how you react. I know it in my spirit. So you don't need to say you are fine to make me feel good. If you're not fine, I'll pray 20 times. But one thing is certain. Hands cannot come away and nothing will happen. So are you fine now? All of you are fine. Like all of you. Like totally fine. Do we want to celebrate Jesus this evening? Hallelujah. You have a skin infection, something. Don't just eat. No, but your healing is permanent. Listen, I tell you this. You are not going to find that sickness coming back. If it there comes back, you let it go. And one of these, when you come out and I pray for you, I'm going to push you back. Where's gladness? I've ministered your ear before. Right? I've ministered your ear before. Are you fine now? Come. Because next, I don't want to see you around again. But there's nothing wrong with coming out again if your ear is bad. But what you can do better is, because let me say, tell you this. Every time God works a miracle, Satan comes to counter it. So expect it. I'm just telling all of you, expect it. So what you have to do is when he comes, just put your hand and say, hands have been laid on me. My healing has come. Therefore, Satan, out! Fight him. Whatever God gives you, content to keep it. I told you, Satan has no agenda than to go against what God is doing. That's the agenda of the devil. I just told you. Do you know his name? Satan. The word is Satanas. It means an opposer. So you're just opposing whatever God has done. So once God starts a thing in your life, I expect the devil come to oppose it. So the problem is that when God gives you maybe a breakthrough financially, you now say, oh, well, it has happened. Let me just rest. He's coming for that breakthrough. Expect him. I get what I'm saying now. It's a simple thing. You're not special. It's not that God, it's not coming because you're special. He just goes against whatever God is doing. So ear is fine now. You can hear clearly. Clearly, clearly. Which ear was bad? Okay, I'm going to touch that ear again and then you begin to hear with it better than the other one. So much so that you think the other one needs a healing. I'm very serious. Come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm demanding for brand new ears, brand new eardrums, brand new sets. Creative miracle. Full repairs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. So when she's done, you pick her up. When she's done. Lift your hands. Let's bless him this evening. Let's pray this healing prayer master. If you go with any sickness, I won't be able to lay hands on all of you. Eye conditions. If your eye is bad, I'm going to pray for you now. If your legs are bad, I'm going to pray for you now. If you have infections in your body, I'm going to pray. Yes. So don't take her back. Don't take her back. Close the other one. Hear clearly now. With this one. Hear better now. Better. Clearly. Have you ever seen a doctor for this? Okay. But hear clearly now. Very, very well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every sickness, it's not just the key, it's not coming back. If it comes back, fight it. Hallelujah. Every sickness is healed tonight. If you have a sickness in your body, put your hand wherever you are affected. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I came to minister here in Enugu some time ago. I think some of you are here. But there, a lady was there and they had put iron in the leg. Who was in the meeting? Some of you remember? They put iron in the leg, support the leg. So the leg normally should not be moving because that is iron. Who was there? I think it was, yes. Some of you remember. And I put my hand on that lady and the leg that had iron began to move. Yes. I'm telling stories that people witnessed. I've seen this God too much. So where did the iron go to? So it turned to a body part. I'm so telling stories you can verify. And it wasn't in a big meeting. We were small. How many? If you are there, let me see your hands. I'm sure I'm not forging this thing. We're up to 20. The people that organize the program are here. That's why they're laughing. Yes. No drama. Are you following me? No drama, no, just prudence. And tonight, I'm going to pray once again. And if you have an issue with your heart, it's going to be fixed. If you have an issue with your legs, once I pray, I'm going to ask you to test your healing. By testing your healing, I mean get up and begin to do whatever you couldn't do. If you couldn't read with your eyes, begin to read with the eyes. If you couldn't hear, of course, there's nobody like that here right now. If you had a headache, hit the head. I get the point. Whatever you couldn't do, if you had a breathing condition, check it. The power of God is here tonight. If I pray now without touching you, if you couldn't bend, even if you are listening to me, I'm not in this, you are listening to me wherever you are, the healing power of God will hit you where you are. Even if you are hearing this thing now, you are hearing the record, the tape, this prayer I'm praying will last for at least 50 years. I'm telling you. So where did you learn that one from? From Dr. Mark Bai. Dr. Mark tells his prayer how long to last. Were you here in the morning? I spoke to you about patterns, right? Yes. So when I saw that, I said, that's way to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If there's any baby that is sick, if there's any baby that has been going in and out of the hospital, that cycle will just end now. If there's anybody, I don't know, I'm talking about skin infection again. God is talking about that. But if you have any issue with your skin, please come. Lord has been talking about it. Especially on the feet. I saw something on the feet. On the legs, right, kind of. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To share your image divine. What an honor. To be your day.
Anointed.
Yes.
To be your man and your scepter. Then see the rhythm of your heart.
Say what an honor, what an honor.
What an honor,
yeah.
To be ordained and anointed.
To be your man.
To be your man and your scepter.
Dancing the rhythm.
Dancing the rhythm of your heart.
Say what an honor, what an honor.
What an honor.
To be ordained. Lord Jesus.
I want the pastors and ministers to come. Let's go and minister to these folks. Even if you're a minister or a pastor, you receive the ministration quickly, quickly, quickly. Pastor and ministers, get in. Anybody minister to check the person. Father, tonight I ask for miracles, creative miracles. Rashes disappearing, skin infections disappearing, getting down to the roots, down to the roots, down to the roots, clearing now, drying up now. As hands are put on these ones, as hands are put on these ones, those issues are sorted. You found devil tormenting these ones and their bodies. Get out of these bodies, get out of these bodies, get out of these skins. Quickly, pastors, run your body, boom, 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 boom. Pass, what people of God is here. Don't delay it. Don't delay, don't waste time.
Oh. Father, oh, what a love you have lavished.
Yes.
On me a model to be courteous, to share your image divine.
Woo.
Oh, oh, what an honor.
Oh, yes.
To be ordained and
check the bodies. If something you can check here, check it. As they're praying for them, any other sickness in the auditorium, please put your hands that place now. Let's minister by the power of God. I see surgery is being conducted tonight. There's a young man here that has something with the waist. You can't bend your waist very well. If I like that, bend now. The power of God just hit you. Bend now. The power of God just hit you. You can't find that pain again. Bend now. The pain has disappeared right now. If you're like that and you cannot find the pain, jump from where you are. Jump. Yes, yes, yes. Look at that. I told you. I told you. I told you. I told you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every sickness in this place is arrested now in the name of Jesus. I command cancers to disappear. I command brain lumps to disappear. I command infections to disappear. I speak to every eye to be corrected now. Every eye issue be fixed now. Long-sightedness, short-sightedness, astigmatism, cataract, glaucoma, whatever that is your name, be corrected now in the name of Jesus. Your eyes are repaired now. Your eyes are repaired now. Your eyes are repaired now. Every issue that has to do with the bone. If you couldn't walk, stand up and walk. If you couldn't move your body now. If you couldn't bend, bend now. If you had a pain in your body, check it. That pain is gone now. In the name of Jesus. Right now, we are going to shout a resounding hallelujah. We're going to shout it for 3 times. Once we shout it, whatever you couldn't do with your body, begin to do it now. Any pain you had in your body, check it, it has gone. Fibroid is disappearing now. Paralysis is being disappearing right now. Mental conditions are being fixed. We are going to shout that hallelujah. Angels are walking around. By that shout, we are going to activate the ministry of angels tonight. And every sickness. And hear this. Once you find out that you are healed, run from your seat to this place. Once you find out that I cannot find the sickness again, run from your seat to this place. Number one, shout hallelujah! The healings are happening already. They are coming. Number two, shout hallelujah! Yes, yes, yes. The power of God is breaking through this place. It's breaking through this place. It's breaking through this place. I told you, it's an avalanche of miracles. Number three, shout hallelujah! Yes! 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 Come on, take their testimonies. Yes! Keep shouting, keep shouting. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening in the building.
If you've been healed, run to this place. Miracles, yes. Come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where are the pastors? Be active tonight. Woo! Take their testimonies. Miracles are happening. Yes. Yes. Garando shinde rebatea. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To Jehovah Rona, you they confirm you. What? Yes.
Jani de ma kani ye kele.
Now you be my defender.
Your love for me, they know they talk and finish.
Talk and finish you.
When they gather, now you they scatter them.
But
shiny dimma, kani ye ye kele.
Now you be my defender.
Oh, go, go.
Yes.
Pastor, pain in the waist for months disappeared by the power of God.
Where was the pain on your waist? You couldn't bend. Who knows about it? Anybody here? Huh?
Yes.
You know about it. Where's your, you've heard even about this. Sister Chenna. Where is she? Uh-huh. Ben, let me see you. Can you feel any pain at all? No pain at all. Glory to God. The same case.
Pain.
For how long?
Since Monday.
Can you bend now? Do you feel it at all? Bend backwards. I saw you trying to bend there. You feel nothing. Do you want to shout hallelujah this one? Yes. I saw you crying. What happened to you?
She was having breath.
Breast lump. Pain. And it's gone. Totally gone. You can't find it again. How long has he been there? Since last year. But you are fine. Well, who knows about it? Where's your sister? You know about it. And she's fine. You too, you're a doctor too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you gone to the hospital about it? You've gone. What did they say? They will operate on it later. They cannot operate on it. Why? Because of the pain. But they are totally fine now. Everything gone. Come. Yes.
Back pain, waist pain, gone.
Gone too. How long? You too, you should have had back pain because. But you're fine now. Ben, let me see you. You're totally fine. Hallelujah!
Yes. Another waist pain.
Pain too, for how long?
It's been there for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks, but you're totally fine now.
Yes, sir.
What can you know? What could you not do before?
I can't even
lie down. Glory to God. Yes. Totally fine too. Hallelujah. If you are getting healed, just be coming. More people are getting healed. Yes.
Dizziness and shortness of breath. Gone.
Shortness of breath? Totally fine now. How long has it been there?
Weeks.
Months. We are fine now. Yes.
Last month I have been over 4 years. And
Come, speak up.
Black spots on her feet.
Come. You had black spots on your feet. For how long? For more than 4 years. It has cleared up. Hallelujah. Are you still looking at me like that? You want to shout? Get up. You had spots on your feet. Come on. You had black spots on your feet. Say it again.
I've gone to nurses to treat it. They said they don't know what it is. That they don't know what it is to treat it.
It was on your feet. And you cannot find it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For four years. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's gone. I've not seen. Is it your first time here? First time here. And you're totally fine now. Welcome package by the Holy Ghost. You're welcome. Hallelujah.
Master.
Yes.
Pain of ovarian cyst disappeared. Booked for surgery by Monday.
You are meant to have a surgery by Monday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are meant to have a surgery by Monday. Now the pain, you can't find anything again. You will go to, this testimony will be complete by Monday. You will go to on Monday, they will scan you, they will find nothing. Come. Yes. God has perfected it. Glory to God. Let's shout one more time.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah.
Pastor, oh God. Pain from a dislocation for over 10 years.
Come, hear the dislocation, come. Hear the dislocation. Where? When you were in...
When I was in Jesus.
Where was the... Where? Your arm.
So
you couldn't use it. Who knows about this?
I'm from the west.
Okay, so you don't have anybody, but you couldn't use it for long. For how long?
Where I was just 11 years old then.
You are 11 years old now. How old are you now? 13.
I'm 21.
For 10 years now. I can move in now. No. Glory! Hallelujah. Move it again. 10 years. Move it again. Punch that devil. Hallelujah. Come. It's perfected. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pastor, a lump disappeared.
Where was it? Something was there. Who knows about it? Huh? You know about it. How long has it been there?
One month ago.
Something was there, a lump really. You can't find it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, yes.
It's not waste pain.
Speak up. Waist pain before. How long? For 2 years. You couldn't bend. Do you want to bend now? Bend, let me see. Come. Can we rejoice in this place? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, touch her specially too. If you have an issue with your eyes, God is fixing eyes. I saw it in this place. So put your hands on those eyes. They are about to open up now. In fact, check your eyes already. Use it now. If that ulcer before you came in here, that ulcer has disappeared now. That ulcer. Whatever thing they say was incurable is being cured now. It's being cured now. I saw someone that is sick, and that sickness makes your hair fall off. I don't know what that means. Makes your hair fall off. But God is restoring your body now. Healing has come. Check your eyes. If you couldn't with your eyes, you can read now. Come. Because eyes have been fixed now. Your eye, you have short-sightedness, long-sightedness. Healing is taking place all over this place. Make sure you are testing yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we celebrate in this place?
Oh, go, 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 hallelujah. Oh, go, 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 hallelujah.
If you are coming, you come. You can say, come, check yourself. Because I did not say there are about 25 cases that are still left that have not testified. Give me some. Your eyes. Okay, remember your eyes. Oh, yes. Are you fine now? You are still feeling like there is sand inside the eye. Come, come, come. Testimonies. There's one more prayer the Lord said I should pray before I go tonight. If your eyes is fine, just come, just come, just come. You know that sickness, now that you can't find your body, keep checking yourself. Check, sickness are disappearing, lumps are disappearing, broken arms are being fixed, broken legs are being fixed in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blood-related issues are being sorted too. Thank you, Lord. Get up. What's wrong? Oh, yes. What's wrong with that? Oh, yes. Let's bless him this evening. Miracles are in the house. Speak up. Your right eye was blurry. Couldn't see clearly with it. Check your eyes now. Come, come, come. Your right eye, you couldn't see with it. It was blurred. How blurry was it?
It was very blurred.
Very blurred. So when did you notice it?
When I wanted to write the exam.
So the distractor was blurred. Okay, thank you now. See better, see clearly. Full restoration. Amen. Close your eyes. Glory to God. You can see better clearly now, right? Hallelujah. Is Jesus not wonderful, everybody?
Pains.
Speak up.
Pains from the rashes. Skin rashes. The skin pain rashes. Is gone.
The pains are gone. But you still have the rashes there. Come, come. Let's remove everything. But the rash was paining you. But it's not paining you again. That tells you that God has touched you. But then let's have a complete touch. Is that okay? Thank you.
Yes.
We are calling headache that she was thinking she would faint. Gone.
But you're fine now. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
The arthritis and the pain in the leg, but are still there in the on the waist.
Come. That arthritis. See what you think or what the doctor say. You know from the scratch. The pains on your legs are gone. But your feet, as your knees are still hurting. Okay, the back is still hurting. Okay, the pain on the leg is gone, but the waist is still hurting. The back. Okay. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. Now. Say it again. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. Now. Now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Bend. Bend. Get up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is it gone totally? Do you feel it at all? And arthritis will never. Now, there's something you say to me now. And I guess it's something that is around your family. And it has ended with you. When you return, it has ended. We end that cycle and that pattern. We cause arthritis from the roots. In the name of Jesus, hear what I'm going to say to you. Not only has God healed you, the pattern has been cut off. So when you give birth to children, they will not have it. Says the Lord. You're fine now. Jump again. Do you feel anything at all? Glory! Hallelujah!
Pastor,
glory to God.
Eye condition that causes teary ears. Gone.
You are totally fine now. Your eyes bad. You used to tear up. When what happens? When you look at light. I start looking at light now. You've been looking at light. If you cry, I'll catch you. Look at light closely. Let's lift our hands in this place. The Lord said that you pray. Healings are still happening. That's what I'm saying. I'm just dealing. Thank you, Lord. Healings are still happening. So if I'm going to start praying another prayer, it doesn't mean the healings have stopped. Because I saw angels still walking around this meeting. Dealing with issues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody here that is being tormented by any demonic force, that torment has come to an end now. I see harassments in dreams. Those harassments in your dreams have come to an end now. It has ended. It has ended. Is there anyone here that has any sickness in his body and you are so sure you are poisoned? You are so sure you are poisoned. Come. Because I like such things. The Bible said, for this reason was the Son of God made manifest that he might destroy the works of darkness. If you are so sure, anybody like that, if there's nobody like that, fine. But if you are so sure, you are sure that somebody did something to you, and that's why you are sick. Come. If you come, you come quickly. Nothing to be ashamed of. Okay, another person? You come. Another person? Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's always an attack of the devil. It's not a big deal. Right? Is it you? You're standing for someone. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke these devils troubling these ones. Get out of those bodies. Get out of those bodies. Get out of these bodies. Get out of these bodies. Get out of these bodies now. In the name of Jesus. Out of these bodies. Out of these bodies. Out of these bodies. Out of these bodies. And every symptom goes with it. Every symptom disappears with it. In the name of Jesus. You are healed. And it's done. It's done. I don't need to feel it. I know it's done. Come, Jesus, okay, come. The Lord said I should minister to you tonight. Okay. Stop complaining. Stop asking God questions. Stop blaming God. God is for you. He's not against you. He's the healer. Right? He's the restorer. So you don't get to complain.
is for you. Take sides with him. He's not against you. I get what I'm saying now. Yeah, he's not against you. He's the restorer. He can restore all things. He created everything. He can create them again. The manufacturer has spare parts for all his products. So he can create new things. He can create new organs. He can make them new. Stop complaining. Don't be like Moses. Moses was telling God that he was a stammerer. And the Lord asked him, who created the tongue? How can you tell the one that created the tongue that you're a stammerer? He can make 30 tongues if he wants to make 30 tongues. Don't complain. God is good. And he's restoring you now. There's a creative miracle going through your system now. Fixed and healed now. In the name of Jesus. And I'm praying. Don't doubt it. Right? You're healed. Thank you, Lord. Full restoration on this body. In the name of Jesus. Check yourself. Check this. I'm going to pray tonight if I go. For anyone believing God for any other kind of miracle that is not healing. Any other kind of miracle. I told you God wants to give us signs and wonders. Believing God for a job. Believing God for an admission. Believing God for any kind of miracle that is not healing. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Yes. I ask for divine intervention tonight. Over difficult cases. Over difficult circumstances. Divine intervention now. Divine intervention now. In the name of Jesus. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. 2 steps ahead. 3 steps ahead. It no longer be the normal progression. 2 steps ahead. 3 steps ahead. 4 steps ahead. May the Lord my God increase you. May the Lord that I serve increase you. May the Lord that I serve increase you. Make you better. Make you bigger. Give you your dreams. Give you your dreams. In the name of Jesus. May the God of my calling come to your aid now. May he come to your aid now. May he repair that broken machine you want him to repair. May he come to your aid now. May he give you a job. May he restore what you lost. May he restore what you lost.
May he restore what you lost. In the name of Jesus. Let there be interventions now. There are 112 jobs released right now. 112 jobs. And if this is what you came for, and your faith is saying yes, in the next 30 days, 112 jobs will be yours. May the Lord give you favor. I heard that. Favor. Favors. Favors. Before people that matter. Before people that matter. Before people that matter. Anyone here that is under any kind of debts, I ask the Lord for intervention tonight. Let debts be cleared. Let debts be cleared. Let debts be cleared. In the name of Jesus, your debts are cleared. Your debts are cleared. Your debts are cleared. The Lord said to me, there will be a big sale this December. A big sale this December. I saw it actually written, big sale. This December, I saw 70 times what we've ever gotten. A big sale this December. And may the Lord grant you as his prophet has spoken tonight. In the name of Jesus. May your career experience turn around. Some of you that are done with school, you don't know where to go next. May you receive the miracle of direction. You will not be confused. You will know what is next on your path. In the name of Jesus. Anybody under the sound of my voice, online or on ground, who is trusting God for a baby, male or female, you are trusting God to conceive. This month, December, let me tell you what I just said now. I mean, by so way next year, you are here with your baby. No, that can't be anybody. You are listening online, on ground, you're hearing this from any tape. By as you are this month, you are conceiving. If the problem is with the man, your body is restored now. If it's with the woman, your body is restored now. If it is a problem we don't know how it even came about, there is restoration too now. In the name of Jesus. Babies, miracle babies next year. Miracle babies next year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Supplies by the Spirit. Stand to your feet. There is something that the Lord put in my heart. Supplies by the Spirit. Supplies by the Spirit. Interventions by the Spirit. And these angels that walk with you begin to walk in this place. Supplying what is missing. Giving jobs. Giving answers. Making big sales. Closing contracts. Executing projects. I just saw that in the Spirit. There is someone. No, four people. There is something you are working on. It's something new. You are working on. But you are at a point in that project where you are stuck. You are stuck because it's like you've run out of ideas. You don't know what next to do. But it's something you are working on. But you are at a point where it looks like you're already stuck. Please raise your hand. And I'm praying for you. Ideas begin to flow now. You will know what is next. You are seeing what is next. That project will fall through. Platform of Grace, listen to me. Next year will be the year for many of you, of consolidation, establishment, stabilities. I've said this some of you jokingly, but actually I saw myself a few months ago, next year. I saw myself in the next year. And I was in many offices, company shops, blessing new businesses. So I saw new businesses spring up next year. Yeah, I saw myself, I'm not talking about, I mean physical stuff. I saw myself entering different stores, different offices, different companies, and I was speaking. And if that's your desire, next year, we will be there to commission your own business. The Lord said I should say to people, I'll give you a space on this earth. I'll give you a space on this earth. A space on this earth. Oh, yes. Oh. We are not wasting time calling upon the Lord, following after Jesus.
We are not wasting time calling upon the Lord, following after Him.
Say, my soul be still.
You're not wasting time calling upon the Lord.
Calling upon the Lord.
Following after Him.
Following after Jesus.
I'm not wasting time, oh.
I'm not wasting time
calling upon the Lord.
Calling upon the
Lord. Following after Him.
Following after Him.
I'm not wasting time, oh, say I'm not wasting time calling upon the Lord,
calling upon the Lord,
following after Him,
following after Jesus.
I'm not wasting time,
I'm not wasting,
oh, calling upon the Lord,
calling upon the Lord,
following after Him,
following after Him. Tomorrow night there have been petitions. Whatever grace you're trusting God for will be given tomorrow. But before we go tonight, the Lord said we should rejoice. Listen. And He said as that begins to happen, because there are many things He's putting, what I've been trying to do in this, I've been checking my time, and what I've been trying to do is I've been walking around here, it's like, how am I going to get all of this to happen within this short time? How am I going to touch everything? But the Lord said, ask the people to rejoice. So once they begin to do that, He said, because I told you, angels respond to sounds. You know that? They write sounds. Demons too are attracted to sounds. That's why there are some kind of songs you don't play around your house. You know what I'm saying? Because demons are attracted to sounds. I'm just telling you, take it or leave it. I can show you in the Bible. You know, I'll tell you the Bible. Angels attracted to sounds. It was the shouts around Jericho. The angels went to walk and brought down that wood. It was a sound of Paul and Silas. Angels went to walk and tore the chains. Sounds. Activated angels. I get the point. Demons too had looked by those sounds. That's why if you check any occultic group, there are sounds they make. Have you observed? They have their sounds, their chants. Because they know that once they begin, if you say native doctor, they have sounds they make. Once they start, they activate. So spirits are activated by sounds. You know what I'm saying? So when you make the right sounds, you activate a certain kind of spirit. That's why when they walk around Jericho, they don't go to them to shout. That's why there are songs you begin to sing in your house. Automatically, you can feel that God's presence is all over the place. Actually. Sounds are very important. I can do a footage on this, and I'm telling you. Do the right sound to make at every time. You know this rejoicing, because I'm shouting glory. There are times that you can just be in your room and you're hearing a particular sound in your spirit. Not song go. A particular shout. Hearing, hey! Start shouting it. Like that. Yes, respond to it. That is being steered. That's why I'm always careful when people say, well, we are chanting. People come to sing and just start chanting. Yeah. I say, be sure of what you are doing. Before you open your door to familiar spirits. Are you following the point? But tonight the Lord said we're going to rejoice with a shout. He said once that happens, whatever be the expectations, angels are going to go to work. And they're going to ensure that these things happen. How many of you know already that something happened to you? Something will happen though. Testimonies will begin to roll in. Businesses will begin to sell. Let me tell you one of the things that is going to happen. And God said this will happen as a sign to some of you. Some of you that left your worker at your workplace and you are here in this conference. The sales tomorrow, the instant today, shock you. So before you leave this conference, you're going to get new contracts. The conversation will start and it will be closed before you leave this conference. I mean, some of you, as you are going home tonight, that message is already on your WhatsApp as you are going home tonight. No, for real. God wants to show you a sign. Don't ask God for a sign, but somebody ask God for a sign. This is your sign. I just said it. As you are going home, it's already on your DM. Saying, let's talk about it. And you will start it before the end of this weekend. You've closed the conversation. Yes. I saw it again in the spirit. Big sale. I saw big sale. I saw 70. Big sale, 70. What it means, some of you are going to make sales. 70 times what you've ever made in your life. Real estate people, get set. Your season has just opened up. Real estate people in this place. And there's going to be many landed properties sold. In the next 4 months, if you've been thinking of joining real estate, join. Next 4 months in this church, there's going to be massive sales. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you want to rejoice in this place tonight? Jesus.
I am dancing around. I am dancing around to my love. I am dancing around as I dance. Every other thing is turning around.
Come on.
I am dancing around. I am dancing around.
Come on.
To my father.
Imagine you've already gotten it because you have. Come on.
To my father and my lover, I am dancing around. Right. As I dance, every other thing is turning around.
I am dancing.
I am dancing around.
Are you dancing?
I am dancing around.
Hey,
to my father and my lover, I am dancing around. As I dance, every other thing is turning around.
As you shouted a few minutes ago, something just got fixed. Listen, let me tell you this. What I just told you now is one major secret to my ministry, actually. When I come to minister, there are certain songs I do at certain times. Some of you can testify, there are songs that once I do them, it's like something. Because just find out what God wants you to say, or sing, or dance at that time. Once you announce it, the atmosphere changes.
Do you
understand that? Yes. Someone needed to hear this thing I said now before I close. It's all this nonsense happening at the end of the day. How are you going home tonight? Go with a shout. Go with a shout. Listen, as you get home, if it just crosses your mind, shout. I'm telling you, and I do this. If a song comes to your heart, sing it. You know, when I sang that song now, the Lord showed me you. You now, Chibai. I heard that song. Do you understand? She's got better. At the end of the day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow morning by 8 a.m. We're going to have a good time in the Holy Ghost. And tomorrow is Beach Day graduation, so get set for that. Go, Mate Kaniande Shataya. Send in your testimonies. As it keeps happening, keep talking to us about it. Because as you get to, many things will happen. As you get to, you will see this waiting on your mail already. So do we get calls from home that will make you smile, that will make you rejoice, that will make you rejoice from one contract to another contract. Hear this. Everybody that worked on this site and worked sacrificially on this site, the Lord said, I should say, from one contract to another.
contract to another. From one contract to another. I saw that in the spirit. From one contract to another. From one contract to another. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord prosper you. May the Lord increase you. May the Lord keep you busy with contracts. May He keep you busy with contracts. May He keep you busy with contracts. May He keep you busy with contracts. From one contract to another contract. From one job to another job. As you are finishing one, the next one is opening up. May doors that have been shut open up for you. May doors that have been closed open up for you. May struggles disappear from your side. In the name of Jesus. May contracts that people have said they will not give you, let those talks open up again now. And let it end in your favor. In the name of Jesus. I didn't promise to pray for you, but you walked. May the Lord bless you. May the God that called me show you that He called me. May He open doors for you. May He give you contracts as you wish, even more than you desire. May this happen for you now, this season, that you will say, I'm sure my prayer did not do this one. That you will say, I'm sure my prayer did not work this one out. May that be your story. May that be your testimony. May that be your result. In the name of Jesus, the Lord prosper you. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord make you better. The Lord make you bigger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What is the sound of your spirit? Make it. What is the sound of your spirit? What is the sound of your spirit? The Lord will always give you sounds. Some of you will give you glory. Some of you will give you just, hey! Some of you will give you a song. He will give you rejoicing. He will give you a dance step. God bless you. Anytime in the morning we meet, return with your testimonies. Send your testimonies to us. We'll keep reading them throughout. It has started. So where this year is strategic. Because you will have testimonies that you will tell your children. It will go like this. That is how your dad became a millionaire. That's how your father's story changed. That's how your mother's story became different. Since you tell your children like that. That's how this company started. You know, you have such stories that when your child is about to doubt God, you call him and sit him down. And said it was in a Christian meeting like this that this company started. That is how we became better and bigger. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has changed your story. See, I'm standing on the exalted platform. I am standing on the platform of God's grace. I have knowledge of the word. I flow in spiritual things. I'm committed to ministry. Go home with a shout tonight and return with a big testimony. God bless you.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.